I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match. Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Show. Chris Ann Hall here. You can find me at chrisannhall.com, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E-H-A-L-L.com. Liberty over security, principle over party, truth over your favorite personality, where truth is never, well, let's say, rarely ever fair and balanced. And we try to put critical thinking over emotional dictate. And we're going to need some critical thinking hats today, because we're going to be looking at some issues from a real critical thinking perspective. We have lost the ability to engage in critical thinking today. I posted on Facebook a picture, and it was just amazing. This little picture was just a little fun thing that I did. So this was just meant to be a little fun way to bring forward a point. And I was shocked at the way that some people responded. I guess not really shocked, but again, it's this liberty over security, principle over party, truth over our favorite personality, and our inability for many to just simply engage in critical thinking. And so I have this meme that I created on my Facebook page based on an action alert that we talked about this week. Representative Mark Meadows filing a resolution to oust John Boehner. And so the meme is a picture of Representative Mark Meadows, and it says at the top, Representative Mark Meadows has just filed a resolution to oust John Boehner. Let's help him. Show your support now. I give Meadows' phone number. I give his fax number. I give a number so that you can call the switchboard, ask for your rep, and demand that your rep support Mark Meadows' resolution. And the interesting thing was that the attacks came on me, which is very, very interesting about this whole liberty over security, principle over party, truth over your favorite personality. One lady says, Patricia Glenn Adams says, I would really like nothing better than for Mark Meadows to actually spend his time doing something constructive and important rather than stirring the Republican Party up again. There are so many issues that need attention, and my congressman is embarrassing this state once again with non-issues. Please, people, stop encouraging him. Really? How can we not recognize that John Boehner is the problem? John Boehner is refusing to allow legislation to come to the floor. Regardless of the subject matter of the legislation, how can John Boehner, one man, decide for every single person in the United States what their representative can bring forward and not? Not only that, John Boehner refuses to allow the House to even discuss and consider legislation that would defund amnesty, which would control the ATF's control over gun control, that would control all of these executive agencies, that would enforce amnesty, or I'm sorry, would enforce immigration laws, that would require the President of the United States to follow the Constitution. It is John Boehner single-handedly, now, of course, with the aid of Mitch McConnell, who are undermining those representatives in Congress who want to control the President. My response was, I would rather encourage him to change the status quo and the wickedness in this establishment than to have him doing the same old thing, supporting the same old corruption, and going along to get along to the destruction of the Constitution and the violation of his oath. See, this is what is the real big problem. There are people who are so in love with the Republican Party that we can't call out things that are wrong. Bob LaCour says, never negotiate when you can play killer. It is sick that the Republicans can never get their act together. We should have only one domestic enemy now, and that is Obama. Spend your energies in doing that rotten, and he uses the B word, in, not killing one of our own. Are you freaking kidding me? Not killing one of our own? Again, once again, the fact that we can't do anything with Obama is because of John Boehner. But look, Boehner is not one of mine. I have no kinship with that wicked traitor to his oath and the Constitution, and every person who loves America should be horrified and offended that at any such assertion. Boehner is the problem, and now Mitch McConnell has joined forces with him. And I tell you what, Republicans, of all people, should be more concerned about saving liberty and preserving the Constitution than covering for Boehner's wicked, worthless hide. Somebody says, we have to get rid of Obama first. You will never get rid of Obama unless you change the administration. Because you might change out the person in the White House and give him a different name, but he's going to exercise the same power as long as Congress is led by people like Boehner and McConnell. And let me give you a very, very strong prediction here, America. If I can say America, because you realize New Hampshire says that saying, New Hampshire University, not the whole state, right? The University of New Hampshire has issued a guide on political correct speech. And they've said using the word American is offensive. So let me just be offensive this morning, right? America and Americans. I want to make a prediction for you. You don't get Boehner and McConnell under control? God help us when the Republican president sits in that office. Because we are going to see power exercised beyond comprehension. Yes, we will. Because there will be no limit on this president. I can't even imagine the wars that we will be thrust into, the policies that we will be subject to, the agencies that we will be projected powerless against when you have a Republican president and Mitch McConnell and John Boehner at the helm. I want to really, really understand what is going on here. Why we can't call out people when they are wrong and their policies and their perspectives are wicked and in opposition to the Constitution. J.C. Hall comes to the rescue on my website and says, I suppose opposing vile Republicans like Mark Kirk and Susan Collins is eating our own. Mark Kirk and Susan Collins, if you're not aware, are two Republican senators who are going to refuse to defund Planned Parenthood in the light of all of this. JC says, these Republicans, like the ones in these comments, who have no morals, no ethics, no principles, are not my own. The domestic enemy is tyranny, and if it dresses itself up and pretends to support liberty like the idiots above who wish to sacrifice our children for the sake of unity, you people are a disgrace, just like the two Republicans in this article, and you deserve the shackles that are coming and the judgment that God himself will bring upon your house. Because you see, truth is not fair and balanced. And we have got to get over this party loyalty. When people are wicked, people are vile, and people are real enemies to our country. And that is who John Boehner is. That is who Mitch McConnell is. And if you can't see that, and if you're going to come after me because I'm going to point out their wickedness, then don't be surprised. when the wickedness comes after you. Because these people have no kinship with me. I stand for liberty over security, principle over party, truth over your favorite personality. I stand for the preservation of the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. I stand for liberty first. And if you can't stand with me, then you stand against me. And that's the bottom line. And we've got to stop supporting politicians and start getting our critical thinking caps on, because I want you to see, America, we are under attack. This thing with the University of New Hampshire is no joke. Their inclusive excellence, their whole bias-free language guide, that's no joke. That is indoctrinating our children and our societies on the proper way to speak. That is Orwell's. That is so Orwellian. Can you imagine? 50 years ago being told that we were going to be issuing guides on bias-free language in our universities. Universities that are being paid with tax dollars, by the way. You are paying for the indoctrination of the children of America to be bias-free in their language. See, I've mentioned many times before that there will not be an outlaw of language. That's not how societies work. Kingdoms don't outlaw words until they're already got their people completely under subjection, that there is no other thing left. They will just simply make these words forbidden in society. Words like mothering, fathering, healthy, homosexual, rich, poor, senior citizen are all problematic words according to this bias language guide. I mean, are you kidding me? I don't understand. Now we have to police ourselves. 4,812 words attempting to police language includes an introductory quote by Melissa Harris Perry. And now you wonder, the source of bias-free language? Need I say more? Come on, people. Stop being enslaved.
Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So watch the media now as we pick up this bias-free language from the University of New Hampshire, dictated to us by the likes of Melissa Harris Perry. Perry Harris, Harris Perry, who cares? I just offended her, I'm sure. The new guidelines say North Americans often use American, which usually, depending on the context, fails to recognize South America, suggesting using the words resident of the U.S. or U.S. citizen to be less offensive to those who live in other continents. Really? I just... watch out now. Because we've already... prosecuting people for hate speech and hate crimes. This is the beginning of the socialization of people into realizing that some words are to be illegal. This is how it begins. The frog in the boiling pot of water, and it will be soon reaching throughout our country. Right, because removing flags and banning words change people's hearts, right? You can stop people from hating by making words illegal and banning flags. Boy, you're all kinds of stupid if you think that. As a matter of fact, it'll have quite the opposite. Because rules make rebels. And you start outlawing words, and you start outlawing flags and banning flags, then the next thing you know, you create resentment in society to the government and to those who support those bans. It only increases division. It doesn't decrease it. And every society throughout history, every history throughout history proves that to be true. And we are headed down the wrong path. Because we failed to teach our history. You know what's amazing to me is the things that we gravitate to, the things that the media is sensationalizing. Hey, I want to know why Barack Obama vows justice for Cecil the Lion. Okay, so you know my background. I'm a recovering liberal. I am an environmental wacko recovering. I believe that it is our job to create and to secure the preservation of our environment. I believe that to be true. I believe that we are called to be good stewards, and wasting our environment and polluting our environment is not the course that secures our future. But that doesn't mean that the federal government has the power, or that these extremists have the power to rule and reign over us. It's a matter of morality, not a matter of police. And I am saddened by the death of Cecil the Lion. This is part of my core upbringing. But I want to know, in the grand scheme of things, in this, while we have our critical thinking hats on today, how does Team Obama vow justice for Cecil the Lion? A resident in Zimbabwe, interviewed by Reuters, says, quote, "Are you saying that all this noise is about a dead lion? Lions are killed all the time in this country. What is so special about this one? So killing a lion with our critical thinking hats on, how does that rise above the fact that we have just created a nuclear deal with Iran that has nothing to do with the release of four hostages? Americans? There are four Americans being held in Iran right now. One of them, a Christian pastor. And we make nuclear deals with Iran while arranging no release of these, one of them a Marine, one of them a Christian pastor, and we're going to investigate the death of Cecil the Lion to the highest extents of the law, the Zimbabwe law, which apparently, what, they kill lions all the time over there, and yet we're going to allow four Americans to be held hostage in Iran and make nuclear deals with them and nothing. What is going on, America? Where are our priorities? Time to wake up.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Critical thinking caps on today. Thinking about things that we need to be thinking about in a critical thinking manner, not in a political party manner, not in a politically correct manner, not in a non-biased manner, but in a truthful manner that outweighs, that is fair and balanced, bringing real truth and real thinking back to America. So we have all of this outrage over the Planned Parenthood videos, I'm going to tell you I haven't watched a single one of them. I don't need to watch them. I already know that abortion is wicked and vile. I already knew what was going on. It is no shock to me that they're engaging in the sale of body parts. It was just a matter of time before they figured out how to make money off the selling of tissue. My goodness, we've been harvesting their stem cells for a long time. I don't know how many people who are listening are aware of the fact that a large number of the vaccinations that we inject into our children are based on materials obtained through abortive tissues. One of another reasons that I'm opposed to vaccinations. Cannibalism should not be supported by any civilized society. And yet we can put aborted fetal tissue in vaccinations and then inject them into our children's bodies. And that's okay. See, this stuff has been going on for a lot longer. That's why these people had this idea of going undercover to get these videos. They didn't go undercover to get to see what was going on in Planned Parenthood and try to figure out what's going on. They already knew. They went undercover to find out how they could expose what they knew was already happening. And that's what we should be shocked by. That these things are happening and people knew about it, but nobody would believe it. And now, a California judge has the unmitigated gall and the ruler-size mentality to say, no, you can't release these undercover videos. The heck I can't. And I hope that this pro-life group goes ahead and releases them anyway. California judge blocking the release of certain new undercover videos exposing Planned Parenthood's alleged involvement with the sale of aborted baby parts in their state. The court order was issued on Tuesday that prohibits the Center for Medical Progress from releasing any further videos involving three officials from Stem Express, a tissue procurement company who were taped during a May restaurant meeting. Are you kidding me? You know what, Center for Medical Progress? I want you to go ahead and release those videos. Because remember, courts don't issue rulings, they issue opinions. And it is the opinion of this court that you can't engage in free speech. You can't engage in the release of videos that expose criminal corruption. Do it anyway. Because this is more important than your life. It's more important than ours. It is the importance of society and the moral fabric of who we are for the people to see what is going on. Stem Express, a for-profit company partnered with over 30 abortion clinics, including Planned Parenthood, to harvest and sell aborted baby parts and provide financial benefit to Planned Parenthood clinics. Show the videos anyway. And we need to contact the Center for Medical Progress and encourage them to do that anyway. We can set up a crowdfunding to help them pay for any bail money that they need or any fines that might have come against them, any court-ordered reprobations or anything like that. It is time for us to stand up. So now that we have all this hubbub and several senators have called out Mitch McConnell for his refusal to defund Planned Parenthood. Now all of a sudden, what is the matter with my tongue this morning? Now, slow down, Chrisanne, and breathe. Now all of a sudden, Mitch McConnell wants to do something about this, right? Oh, we can't handle this bad press because, you know, all the Republicans ran on this party of pro-life and now they're being called out and they understand. So now, here's the critical thinking hats on. Senate Republicans say, fund women's health, not Planned Parenthood. with legislation to defund Planned Parenthood and redirect those federal funds to women health care facilities that don't provide abortions. No. Are you kidding me? We already tried that. We've already tried separating out that money. The Hyde Amendment banned Planned Parenthood from using federal funding for abortion, except in limited cases, because see, then you'll have this exception, right? Oh, in case of rape or incest or something, then we can fund those abortions. But the Hyde Amendment prohibited clinics from using federal funding for abortions, except in limited cases, and that was supposed to stop them. But you understand, funding these people and telling them how they use their money doesn't stop this activity. First and foremost, now that we have our critical thinking hats on, let's understand that healthcare is not a federal power. The federal government does not have the constitutional authority to collect money from you and me to pay for health care for other people, and they don't have the power to dictate how health care is to be provided. It is completely unconstitutional. It should be against our moral fabric to collect money from the people for the federal government to provide for health care. If you want to provide for health care on a large scale, it must be done through the state. Period. And that's how you get control. Because if this were happening on a state level, this would be an easy fix. Because then the people within the states who have greater control over their own local governments would be able to shut down these things on a local basis. The problem is it comes from federal funding. And we can yell and scream to our local officials all day long, but as long as they're stealing our money in the form of income tax and then turning around and providing resources with our stolen funds on a national level, we really, really have no voice. And so now Senate Republicans say that they're going to send a message to defund Planned Parenthood, but fund women's health. Well, let me remind you that women's health has been defined to include abortion. So it's going to be a very, very tricky thing for them to do. They will support women's health, but not abortion. Yeah, that's not going to fly. Because even the Republicans believe that abortion is warranted, is acceptable in certain circumstances, and is a matter of women's health. So we're just going to end up in the same place we were before. With the Hyde Amendment, you can't conduct abortions unless it's under particular circumstances, and we won't fund those abortions outside those circumstances. Okay, fine. Then all the money that we provide to Planned Parenthood to keep them running and everything else frees up all that money that they would have used to run their own facilities to fund abortions. So we're not defunding abortions, we're funding abortions through money laundering. And this is how this is going to work out. Because we can't take people standing up and making points that are offensive. The White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest is simply running around telling people the same talking points from Planned Parenthood. He says, the secretary of the White House says, oh, well, these videos aren't really anything. They're just the result of extremists on the right. So the videos exposing, critical thinking hats on, the videos exposing Planned Parenthood people talking about dividing up body parts and talking about selling them. We now have a new video released where a doctor is laughing over body parts as he's separating out. Oh, it's a baby. Oh, it's a boy. Oh, really? I didn't think there was life there. The doctor calls it a baby, calls it a boy, and then starts dissecting this child to sell the parts. And Josh Earnest says, oh, this is the product of right-wing extremists. We can't blame the doctors for harvesting parts and laughing over their dissection. We have to blame the extremists who are exposing this. It's the extremists who are bringing this to light, exposing this attack on our children that are the problem.
Really?
Based on the essentially fraudulent way in which these videos have been released, there's not a lot of evidence right now that Planned Parenthood hasn't lived up to the standards of highest ethical standards. Really? Fraudulent. Meaning we didn't go through bona fide credentials, I guess. You know what? That's what whistleblowers are all about. People who expose corrupt government-funded activities. Do you think they would have gotten any help if they'd have gone through the White House or the Department of Justice? Are you stinking kidding me? So let's think about this with our critical thinking hats. It is the fault of those exposing the criminal activity, not the criminals themselves. Well, why doesn't that work with the FBI? How come FBI can expose potential terrorist attacks, and then we prosecute those potential terrorists? Well, it was the FBI that exposed their illegal activity. Shouldn't we be blaming the FBI for exposing potential terrorist activity? That's the standard they have for our Planned Parenthood videos. Hate me if you won't, or love me if you can. If the truth is what you want, then you found your old man. I ain't backing down, I ain't backing up. If you think like I think, then crack it on up. I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stay on my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none. Except for the good Lord up above.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
See, the problem is that we have already been brainwashed into giving different standards to government than we do to people. The FBI is bragging on the thwarted terrorist attack from the Florida man who was going to plant a nail bomb in a beach, the FBI says. And when you read the facts, the FBI initiated contact with this man, encouraged him in this endeavor through multiple communications, brought him together with the people that needed to be brought together to make this plan happen, and then provided him with the bomb to do it. But it's not the FBI who should be blamed for this. It should be this mentally sick man who was given all this information, this encouragement, and the plans and the objects of the plan by the FBI. But we have to blame those who are taping the wicked activity of Planned Parenthood for Planned Parenthood's crimes and not Planned Parenthood. You see how this works? It's just absolutely insane the way we are operating. And then, of course, we have Republicans who are opposed to defunding Planned Parenthood. Senators Mark Kirk and Susan Collins have said they support abortion rights. And they support what Planned Parenthood is doing. I don't understand this. I thought that the Republican Party had standards for their people. Potential candidates and people who will carry the name of Republican. See, this is the whole problem, isn't it? This party loyalty, because they don't have any real standards. Meanwhile, Obama and his administration are trying to change the citizenship oath for immigrants. And we can't stop Planned Parenthood, but we can pass up legislation to stop Obama from changing the oath of citizenship. Because that's real important. Right? The oath of citizenship is so important when amnesty requires nobody to actually even take an oath. What is important here, America? Here's the oath. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely, entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or a citizen. That I will support and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by law, that I will perform non-combatant service in the armed forces of the United States when required by law, and that I will perform work of national importance under civilian direction when required by law. And that I will take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. Obama says that's offensive to those who are pacifists. And now they're going to offer exemptions to portions of this oath, the ones where they say you have to engage in military service. Well, we already offer exemption from military service to citizens who are, by religious conviction, pacifists. So, what is all the hubbub about? We can't, just think about this. You want to get upset about an oath, but we can't defund the president's illegal, unconstitutional amnesty. We can set up legislation to protect an oath that they will be exempted from honoring based on religious conviction anyway. But we can not put up legislation to defund executive amnesty that's illegal. Our priorities are off. Lions over people who are being imprisoned in Iran. Oaths over aborted babies. It's time for us to get our critical thinking hats on and get Congress to do what they're supposed to do. Or simply just fire them all and do it ourselves. God bless. See you tomorrow.